Welcome to The Ride Home, everyone. This is Mickey Rapier, and I want to welcome you to our podcast and thank you for joining us. Today, I want to spend some time just reflecting on my time here at Fellowship, but also I want to spend the bulk of the time sharing with you how Fellowship Bentonville came about. But I want to go back farther than that to 1989 when Denise and I came to Fellowship Bible Church of Northwest Arkansas. I'd learned about Fellowship. Actually, I'd heard about it back in 1984 when Fellowship kicked off. Denise had gone to a retreat with a group of ladies from across Northwest Arkansas, and she heard about this new church that had started up. And I remember her coming home and telling me about it, and she said, "It sounds so much like the early church. They worship together on Sundays, and then they meet in small groups in homes throughout the week." Well, in 1987, I met Gary and Ann Harrell and worked with Gary for a year at University Baptist Church, and we got to know one another, and I really admired Gary for his heart for the Lord and his dedication. And in 1988, Gary joined the staff of Fellowship Bible Church here in Northwest Arkansas. And in that process, I met Robert Cupp and got to know those guys and thought they had a really neat ministry going on here. But during that time, another fellow by the name of Steve Farrar was starting a church in North Little Rock. Fellowship Bible Church of Little Rock was planting this church, and Steve began to talk to me about this new ministry and wanted me to join him in North Little Rock. Well, I really couldn't do that at the time, and I told Steve that, and he said, "Well, would you at least come down and lead worship with us once in a while and just sort of get to know the philosophy of ministry?" And so Steve and I began to meet, and I became even more intrigued with the philosophy of ministry of Fellowship, and Steve and I became close friends back then. And then by and by, the opportunity opened up for me to go to Fellowship Bible Church in Little Rock and spend some time there just getting to know about what this whole philosophy was about. Their worship leader at the time, Alan Mesko, was going to be going to Africa that summer, and they needed someone to fill in and lead worship. And another fellow by the name of Dan Jarrell, who became a good friend, was leaving Fellowship Little Rock as a resident to go to Conway to plant Fellowship Bible Church in Conway. And they invited me to fill out Dan's residency for the months that he was going to be leaving early. And so I did. Dave Godwin invited me down there. Dave was the administrator of Fellowship Bible Church in Little Rock at the time, invited me down to fill out that residency, and so I did, and I fell in love with the model of ministry. Robert Lewis, Bill Parkinson, Bill Wellens all became dear friends and really did a wonderful job of introducing me to the fellowship model. Well, at the end of that time, it just so happened that God was moving in my heart to come back to Northwest Arkansas and begin work with Fellowship Bible Church here and to have the opportunity to work with Robert and Gary. That was an exciting time for Denise and me. That was also a little bit of a frightening time. We had to step out on faith because Robert had said, "Look, we're a smaller church. We've got enough salary for 1 year for you, and if we don't grow, you're out." Now, I remember that. Robert doesn't, but I remember that well because I was on the receiving end of that, and we had one child at the time and one on the way. And so I was looking for something that was pretty stable. But I really believe that Fellowship Bible Church of Northwest Arkansas had the possibility of growing. And oh my, how it did. We had one service there at Oakdale Junior High on Sundays. And within a year, we had to move to two services, and it just grew from there. And then in June of 1991, we moved to Pleasant Grove Road with our first building out here. It looked like a large Happy Meal in the middle of a field. It was more than we could afford at the time, but we were able to move into that building, and we began to grow. Soon, we were moving to three services and then ultimately to four services. And I often tell people the biggest trouble that we've had at Fellowship Bible Church through all the years of being here is having enough chairs for all the people who wanted to attend. Now, that's a pretty good problem to have. And so we continued to grow. And in those early years, it was Gary and Robert and me and a host of others along the way that would serve fellowship in different capacities. But we had a very, very special bond, and we worked well together. And we did something that other leaders told us couldn't be done, and that's team ministry. In other words, we became mutually accountable to one another in the areas of ministry where we worked. And it worked really well for us. Well, here we are. We find ourselves in 2022, and we're about to open a new facility in Bentonville. We opened a new facility in Fayetteville in May of 2016, and that process began way back in 2011. We didn't have enough room for all the people, even though we had expanded our campus. We had built a new worship center. We found ourselves at a place where we just didn't have enough room. Well, the Fayetteville team told us time and time again, we need a facility here in Fayetteville. And I remember one night going down for a prayer meeting for a young lady, and they had told us about all these young couples who were coming to small groups in Fayetteville, but they wouldn't drive all the way to Rogers to worship on Sundays. And so we decided we needed to do something about that. So we began to have whiteboard meetings, and we worked through all this and thought this would be a great thing. And we began to look for property in Fayetteville, and the elders gave us the thumbs up to begin to pursue this ministry down there. We found some property that we were pretty certain that this is where we were going to move. It was a building that was already in place, and we were going to remodel it and repurpose it. But we had a family who was very interested in fellowship, and they called and asked that I would come and join them for dinner one night, and I did. And they shared with me, as other people had, that they didn't want to see fellowship lease any property, that they wanted us to own our own property. And I said, well, that would be great, but we just don't feel like we can afford it right now. And so they made the offer. They said, you find the land, and we will develop the land and donate it, and you build the building. Well, that was an incredible, incredible offer. And I remember asking them why they wanted to do this, because it was such sacrifice on their part. And I remember the lady, which she's asked me not to share her name because of this reason. They said what they donated, that others who donated things that might be smaller in amount had just as much significance as what they donated. But she said that night to me, she said, how often in life do you have the opportunity to be a part of something as significant as this? And when she said that, I thought, you know what? That really sums up everything that I have experienced here at Fellowship. God has given me the opportunity to be a part of something that is more significant than I could have ever dreamed. Well, we built Fellowship Fayetteville, and we were able to pay for it in a space of 5 years. We opened the doors of May of 2016, and by that fall, we had the building paid off. We made some other additions to it, and all that is paid off. But during that time, we were able to send 3,000 people who were on our database to Fayetteville, and it opened up some room in Rogers. But you know what happened? The room in Rogers filled right back in. And there we were finding ourselves again. After building a new building in Fayetteville and sending all those people down there, we had people standing on the walls again. Now, in 2016, I wasn't ready to start a new building campaign. I was pretty worn out from the last one. In 2011, I stepped into the co-directional leadership role with Robert. And then in 2012, actually on April Fool's 2012, the elders gave me the responsibility of being the directional leader of fellowship. And so we just finished this new campaign, and I really wasn't ready to step it right into another one. We had a family approach us with land in Bentonville and said, if the elders are interested in building a facility in the north in Bentonville, we'll donate this land. Well, that was something that we hadn't planned on, but it was very intriguing. And then they said, but here's the catch. There's another piece of property that you would have to acquire as well. Well, we approached that family about that property, and they said, well, yes, we'll be happy to donate that if you'll build a facility. Now, one thing is really interesting. in all of my time here at Fellowship, no one has ever made a large donation and made stipulations about that donation. In other words, they haven't said, you know what, I'll donate the money for this building, or I'll donate this, or I'll donate that, but I want you to name it after me, or I want this person to be the leader of it, or that. That has never happened in all the years of Fellowship. And it didn't happen with Fellowship Bentonville either. Well, here is the unique story about Fellowship Bentonville that I just have to share with you. A gentleman in our area had set up a meeting with us in the fall of 2016, and his interest was for us to build a building in the north. And we had this meeting scheduled, and for one reason or another, the meeting was canceled. Well, after that is when we were approached by the families with the land in Bentonville that they wished to donate. And during that time, the elders voted to accept the donation of land from both families with a stipulation that we would use it to build a church facility in Bentonville. Well, we accepted that land and we began to process what it would look like to build there. But then our realtor friend, developer friend, came back in January and we had the meeting with him. And he pointed out to us, he said, look, when you built here in Lowell, you thought you were building a building in the middle of nowhere. And he was right. I remember the first time that I came to this land here on Pleasant Grove Road, because Robert had told me that, hey, we've just purchased land on Pleasant Grove Road. Now, this was before I had any design of being a part of the staff here at Fellowship. We were just friends, and he told me we had purchased this land. And so at that time, 49, which was not 49 at the time, it was not 540, it was the 71 bypass, and it stopped in Fayetteville. And so I had to get on 71 and come north toward Rogers to see this new piece of property that Fellowship Bible Church had bought. And I traveled all the way through Springdale and Bethel Heights and Lowell. And Robert had told me, if you get to the Daisy BB gun factory, you know you've gone too far. You need to go back and you need to look for a little road called Pleasant Grove Road. Because it really was a little chip and seal road at that time. That just, if you went west, it went out into the country. Because as I said, there was no interstate through there at the time. And I remember driving past this property, and there was a sign out there that said, Future Home of Fellowship Bible Church of Northwest Arkansas. And the grass was about halfway over the sign, and I wondered to myself, why in the world way out here? Well, the developer's name was Randy Crosnow, and Randy said, you all thought you were building out here in the middle of nowhere, but it wound up being in the center of everything. And it really was. 20 minutes from Bella Vista, 20 minutes from downtown Fayetteville, and we truly became a regional church. And then Randy looked at where we had built in Fayetteville. He said, you built in Fayetteville, and I want you to look. And he had these concentric circles, these of the demographics there in Fayetteville. He said, you've built in the perfect place in Fayetteville where you will see a lot of growth, and we certainly have. And then he pointed to Bentonville. And he said, if you were going to build in Bentonville, you would build right here. And he put his finger on the property that we had just accepted the donation for. He put his finger right there and he said, if you were going to build in Bentonville, you would build right here, but you could never afford it. And I remember Lamar Steiger and I were sitting in the room and we looked at one another. We couldn't share that that land had been donated at the time because all the decisions were still in process. And we looked at one another and I still get chill bumps when I think about that moment. It seemed like God was doing something special in Bentonville for us to build a campus there. Now, I want to make something very clear. When we open our campus in Bentonville, here's the thing. We are not moving to Bentonville. Fellowship has been in Bentonville since 1984. Fellowship started in Bentonville, and a large contingent of our people have been from Bentonville. They have just driven to our campus here in Rogers. And so we're not going to Bentonville. We have been there for a long time. Well, it seemed like God was opening the door for us to truly build another campus. At our elder retreat in January of 2017, the elders accepted the donations of land in Bentonville officially. And we made the decision to begin to pray and explore the possibilities of what it would look like to build a campus on that piece of property. In August of 2017, the elders approved the beginning of fundraising for Fellowship Bentonville. That was the next big step in the process. And we began drawing up plans, and that plan was presented to the elders, and we approved them on January the 31st, 2020. I want all these dates to be documented. We agreed on January the 31st, 2020, to begin construction immediately. And in April of that year, after all the permitting work had been done, we began moving dirt in mid-April of 2020. And here we are in 2022, 2 years after giving the go-ahead for this project, we're going to open our doors to the public. And what an exciting time this is, not just for the folks in Bentonville, but for people in Fayetteville, for people in Rogers, and all the surrounding regions. This is a banner day for our church. And we're looking forward to opening that campus that is going to be very similar to our campuses in Fayetteville and here in Rogers and now in Bentonville. We're not looking for Fellowship Bentonville to be any different from the other congregations. And the elders have made it very clear to me that our congregations are not to pursue independence or an identity that is unique that would lead to mission or doctrinal drift. Each congregation is part of a larger body, and our identity is unity. Here's our structure. Fellowship Bible Church is a multi-congregational church, elder-governed and led, staff-managed, and people-driven. All congregations share one mission and vision, identical core beliefs and values, financial resources and facilities, and one strategic plan and process. All congregations are supported by Central Operations Support Ministries and the Training Center. Now, what do I mean by Central Operations Support Ministries? Well, that's all of our buildings and grounds, our human resources, finance. We don't need to duplicate those resources with our different campuses and congregations. We can be supported centrally by those. But we have an unprecedented opportunity before us. It's going to take hard work, and Satan's not going to like what we're doing. In fact, I think Satan's going to throw everything possible at us to try and derail the ministry of Fellowship Bible Church. Satan doesn't like the fact that we stand on God's word, that we don't drift with the culture. We stand on God's word, and we stand firmly, and we will not be moved. One of the blessings of Fellowship Bentonville is that we're about to open the building, and yet we're getting very, very close to having it paid for. We were laying carpet at Fellowship Bentonville before we ever had to borrow a dime. The people of Fellowship Bible Church of Northwest Arkansas are incredibly generous. God has been so good to us to make it possible for us to not go into deep indebtedness over these buildings. Now, when we did a major expansion with the great investment here on our Rogers campus, we did have to do that. But here's the exciting thing. We will have the great investment all paid for in December of 2022. And our goal is to have Fellowship Bentonville paid for in December of 2022. This year, we want to have it all paid for. God has given us a biblical mandate to grow. We are to go and make disciples and make a difference in the lives of other people. I like to use this little phrase. We are to love God, love others, and make disciples. That's why we're here. Love God, love others, and make disciples. That's the great commandment and the Great Commission all together. So I hope that you are as excited about Fellowship Bentonville as I am. And let me encourage our church body to do this. Please pray that God would work through the ministry of Fellowship Bentonville to make a difference in the lives of other people, just like He has all of our other congregations. I hope that we remember that decades after we are gone, that God will still be raising up new people to reach more people for His namesake, because that's what we're all about. Indeed, how often in life do you have the opportunity to be a part of something as significant as this? God bless you, everyone. I hope you have a wonderful day. Go out and make someone else's day brighter, okay?